God had a plan that would save every man of such a gift none deserving, that all would be washed by the blood of the Lamb. Singing glory to God in the highest, peace on the earth, peace on the earth. Glory to God in the highest, everyone say praise to the King. Our eyes have seen your salvation, promise to feel now the kingdom has. Orphans becoming the daughters and sons. Glory to God in the highest, peace on the earth, peace on the earth. Glory to God in the highest, everyone sing. Glory to God in the highest, everyone sings praise to the King.
Thank you.
rising in my soul. And I know you will never let me go.
Praise God. Good morning. Father God, help me get this, make this clear and understandable. Because this is a foundation builder. And so many people have kind of like missed this, God. Help me this morning. You know, a lot of times when I go off the podcast, I call a few people and I ask them, did you get it? Did you get this? Because, see, if you don't get it, you don't got it. Okay? You got to get it. These are the pillars that lead to strong conversion, that leads to better working abilities with God. That's the way I can put it. So I found out a few people didn't quite get it. So I prayed and I said, God, give it to me, break it down. Because, see, remember, every morning I'm ministering to Paraguay. And if Paraguay doesn't get it, then it's not gotten. Because the Lord used this ministry to raise them up from a baby church. And I mean, they're on fire and they are moving under the power of the Holy Spirit. And now I got even the Ethiopian church is tuning in. Because I couldn't go there. So they really tuned in. Now, I wasn't expecting that because I was just going there in obedience to God. It didn't, you know, I wasn't looking for whatever God did, it was all right. So I want to break this down a little bit more. As I told you yesterday, each fruit of the recreated human spirit supplies us with something we need so we can walk in the blessings and wholeness that Jesus provided for us. And each fruit, even although they're lumped into one, they're lumped into one fruit. The Bible calls them the fruit, period, not nine fruits, okay? So, but each one of these identifiable fruits provides us with the element of divine power that equips us to meet the challenges of life and always be victorious. The Word of God says, you will not fall. So, if you recall, when I first started talking about this work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer, I said that, let's look at four portions of Scripture. The first two are in the Gospel of John, and the other two are in the Acts of the Apostles. So let's start with John 14:17, which says, even Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he shall dwell with you and shall be in you. Now, if we go over to Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 8, says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come up on you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Then if we go to... If we look back over there in chapter 4 of John's gospel, where Jesus was speaking to the woman at the well of Samaria, he said in John 4:14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, if you go over to John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39, it says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, from these references, I want you to take note of something. The Word of God speaks about both the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. If you can, three or four people put, this is the dual working of God's own Holy Spirit. Can you post that? About seven to eight people. This is the dual working of God's own Holy Spirit. There is a dual, twofold working of the Spirit of God that comes through God to you by his own Holy Spirit that God expects to take place within you. This dual working of his own Holy Spirit in the lives of those who have accepted Jesus is a twofold development that God expects to take place in his Spirit-filled children. Now, I kind of summed it up like this, because God makes reference to water, Holy Spirit. So, this twofold development is water in the well, the indwelling fruit of his own Holy Spirit, and water in the river. When you're baptized by Jesus, and God's own Holy Spirit comes upon you with power. You see, Jesus promised the indwelling Spirit, and Jesus also promised the outpouring of his Spirit. Jesus promised the indwelling Spirit in John chapter 14, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he will dwell with you and shall be in you, indwelling you. And Jesus promised the outpouring of his own Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come up on you. Jesus did not say that we would be converted or born again when the Holy Ghost is come up on us. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost is come up on us, you shall receive power. Speaking of the subsequent experience of his own Holy Spirit coming up on you, just like it came up on Jesus. In the Gospel of John, we again see this twofold reference to God's Holy Spirit within and God's Holy Spirit upon. We find Jesus talking to the woman at the well. Look, listen to what he said. He said, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In the scriptures, water is one of the types or symbols of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, the water that I shall give him shall be in him. That sounds like what Jesus said about the Holy Ghost in John chapter 14, verse 17. He said, he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Talking about the Holy Spirit as water. Now, Jesus said that water shall be, that water that's in you, hey, the water that's in you shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. John chapter 4 refers to water in the well or the spirit within. But Jesus also referred to the Holy Spirit as water in John chapter 7. This water refers to water in the river or the Spirit upon you. John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now look here what's in parentheses. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, look here again in John chapter 4, verse 14. The reference here is to an inward state. The water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life or eternal life. Here, Jesus is talking about receiving eternal life. Everlasting life and eternal life are identical. John 4:14 is referring to an inward state that benefits the one so blessedly indwelt. But the second reference, John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39, makes provision, get this, makes provision for others to whom the blessings of the Spirit flow forth from the believer after he or she is baptized, the Holy Spirit. In the baptism with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit comes upon the believer. Although water in the well is for the believer's own individual benefit. Jesus talked in John chapter 7 about rivers flowing out of those who believe on him. Whoa, look at this. So now we got water in both wells and rivers. But the water in the river is used for a different purpose than the water in the well. Are you getting it? You see, this was especially true in Jesus' day. So we can see that water is a type or a symbol of God's own Holy Spirit. And we can see a dual or twofold working and experience in connection with the Spirit of God as water. Now, it's rather significant that we have two groups of nine characteristics and gifts in connection with these two works of the Spirit. The first group is mentioned in Galatians as the ninefold fruit of the Spirit. These characteristics resulting from the Spirit indwelling the believer. Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And then there's the second group of nine gifts found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. These are referred to as the gifts of the Spirit, but the manifestation, the revealing, the coming forth of God's own Holy Spirit, look at this, is given to every man to profit withal. This is given to every man to profit. But to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit, get this, to another faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gifts, plural, of healing, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same self-spirit, dividing to every man severally as God wills. Also, these gifts of the Holy Spirit, please get this, are given to profit withal. In other words, the gifts of the Spirit are given so that believers can bless others. Are you getting it? I sure do hope you're getting it. Because see, from what I just shared with you, we can easily conclude that the indwelling of God's own Holy Spirit is for fruit bearing in you. Pouring of God's own Holy Spirit is for you for service to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's own Holy Spirit comes within the believer in the new birth, or as it is sometimes called, conversion. Being born again, receiving remission of sins, receiving eternal life, receiving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as Lord. But on the other side of that dual working, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, God's own Holy Spirit comes upon the believer when he or she is baptized in the Holy Ghost. And that is when you receive the endowment of power. Let's look again at John chapter 14 at another reference to the Holy Spirit within. Here, the Holy Spirit within is mentioned as the Comforter. John 14:16, and I, Jesus, will pray the Father, and he shall give you, you personally, you, another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You see, here, the Lord Jesus promises the disciples another comforter, implying that he, Jesus, their present comforter, would be removed and that another would be sent. And the coming of God's own Holy Spirit fulfilled this promise from Jesus. You see, the Holy Spirit already was with them because they were with Jesus and Jesus was with them, the Comforter, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Great is the mystery of godliness. But you see, once the Father sent his own Holy Spirit to the disciples, he, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, would be in them. John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you, born again, spirit-filled believer, you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The Spirit of truth, the Comforter, indwells those who believe in Jesus. Remember, the Bible says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8:9. The Spirit of Christ is God's own Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to tell you something so simple you probably forgot or didn't think about. Jesus of Nazareth could not be in the disciples physically because Jesus had a resurrected flesh and bone body, a body that you could feel and see. This was after his resurrection. When he appeared on one occasion to his disciples, they said, "It is a spirit." Jesus said, "No, handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have." That's in Luke 24:39. And remember that Peter, preaching to Cornelius' household and talking about Jesus, said that he and the other disciples did eat and drink with him after he arose from the dead. Acts 10:41, then Jesus of Nazareth ascended on high. Woo! His disciples watched him as he left them. He is seated at the right hand of the Father right now, where he ever liveth to make intercession for us. But hallelujah, when you asked him to come in your heart, he came in your heart. God came in your heart. Whoa. And his own Holy Spirit came in your heart. You see, it's through the power. It is through the power of God's own Holy Spirit that he, God, and Jesus enters into us. Jesus couldn't come in because he's flesh and bone. So he came in by God's own Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thanks be unto God. He sent his own Holy Ghost. He sent the Spirit of Christ, that he could be in us. And when he comes in us and indwells us, he brings in all of his nature, all of his characteristics. But He is expecting to build himself in us so that then the dual nature of God's own Holy Spirit can come in us to benefit and profit the world. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? You got the real thing. You got God in you. You got Jesus in you. You got God's own Holy Spirit in you. How can you fail? It's impossible. You know what? We always think, you know, we found Jesus, and we did, but we don't act like it, because he was searching for us all the time, and we allowed ourselves to be found by him. Yay! I found the love. I found the love.
Take a lot of courage. Anybody believe? I'm rising in my soul. And I know you will never let me go. Do you want to be set?